Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and today is April 27th, 2010. Today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com gift cards. If you plan on doing any online shopping for anybody, why not give them a gift card? Check out the gift cards by Amazon by going to otrwesterns.com/gift. Today's episode is going to be the Cisco Kid. Original air dates, March 19th, 1953, and the title is Gunman for Hire. Hope you guys enjoy.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Domino.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Fire in the Night. A pyromaniac is a deadly menace to a community. Stealthily and usually by night, he sets fires for the sake of watching the flames lash and curl and destroy. Such a one was Milo Jenkins, banker and first citizen of Border City. By day, Jenkins made loans at a scandalous rate of interest, collected payments due, and dealt out financial advice meant to benefit himself. By night, he was as furtive and dangerous as a striking wolf. As our story opens, Slade Cummings and his daughter Jane are just leaving their little home on the outskirts of Border City. It is shortly after dark. Jane is nervous.
I have a feeling we should stay home tonight, Dad.
Oh, nonsense. Madison's are expecting us over for a social evening.
Oh, I know, but all these fires we've been having in town lately.
Well, fires break out in groups, daughter, and usually cause folks are careless. Now, come along. We're late now.
Well, all right, but I won't have an easy moment till we get home.
He'll be home sooner than she thinks, Baldy.
Why, yeah, she will, Milo. When she gets word this house of hers is going up in fire and smoke, she'll come on the run.
It's a good thing Slade didn't walk around this side of the house. But for a minute he was going to. Then I'd have had to kill him with this iron bar. Come on, Baldy. We'll touch her off at the back of the house.
Well, I can't quite see why you like these fires so much, Milo.
I told you. I love them to burn. There's something beautiful about it, Baldy. Yeah. Aside from that, I can buy up the property mighty cheap afterwards. And with more and more folks coming here from the east to build and settle, it gives me a nice profit. Yeah, right here, Lou.
What are you going to do when somebody finds you out, Milo?
They ain't going to find me out. And if you so much as give anybody a hint, Baldy, you know what's going to happen to you, don't you?
Oh, I ain't going to tell nobody.
They'll find your body in the river.
No, I don't see nothing, Milo. I don't hear nothing. I'm only your hired hand round your home.
See that you remember it. Give me that can of coal off.
Yeah.
Careful. Careful about the noise, you fool. Now that bag of straw and shavings.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Straw and shavings can't make no noise, Milo, can it?
Shut up. I'm going to pour out these shavings. Soak them down with coal oil. There. Go out to the corner of the house, Baldy. Make sure nobody's coming along the street.
Nobody's coming, boy.
She's caught. Look at her, Baldy. Ain't that lovely? Now, come on, come on. We'll get out of here. The folks start to gather, and then we'll come back and help them try to put her out.
Cisco, Pancho think there may be a beautiful senorita in Border City.
I would not be surprised, Pancho.
Cisco, know a beautiful senorita in Border City?
No, Pancho, but I do not know anyone in Border City.
Pancho thinks Cisco got some reason for us to ride around Border City at night.
Sí, amigo. I have a very good reason.
Yeah?
Word came to us at Adobe City that many fires have broken out and destroyed homes in Border City of late.
Sí, Pancho, remember.
Well, things like that interest me, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
I want to know why those fires have broken out.
Oh?
Someone may be setting them.
Who set these fires like this, Cisco?
Perhaps a pyromaniac, amigo.
A pyro who yak?
Pyromaniac.
Huh?
One who sets fires for the joy of seeing them burn.
Oh?
I just told you he... Santo, look, Pancho.
Yeah, I see the sky get all red.
There's another fire. Let us go and help, Pancho. Come down.
Go over, help. Go over, go now, go! Pancho think that a nice house too bad for somebody.
Too bad, amigo. Come. Tell us how we can help, Senor Sheriff.
That's right, Mark. Anybody can do, stranger. However, here's a bucket.
Gracias.
Here's a bucket for you. You get in line here.
Gracias.
Somebody go get Slade Cummins. Tell him his house is on fire.
Wait, on his way here.
Wait, thunder, Sheriff. Who set this fire?
I don't know, Mr. Jenkins. He's a humdinger, though.
Can't you put a stop to this?
Sure would if I could find the coyotes that set them.
Well, find them and string them up.
Oh, look at her burn.
Here, make room in that bucket line. You, let me get in there.
I will gladly make room, senor, but there's no room to make.
Just about enough room for Pancho's stomach.
Try the rear of the line, senor.
My load, Jenkins, stays at the front. Give me your place.
This is no time to quarrel, senor, so if you
I
will
said,
like...
get out of here.
Monsieur Santo, nobody would fight over a little thing like this.
Get out of my way or I'll pound you to a pulp.
There.
I can't see a thing from back here.
Would have given you my place if you had asked in a decent manner, but now I will not.
Hey! What are you trying to start around here, stranger?
I'm minding my own business, Sheriff, when this hombre insisted on taking my place.
He wanted to fight about it, Sheriff.
That hombre tell a big lie, Sheriff. Hard to see, hear the whole thing. Cisco managed his own business.
Cisco, huh?
Si, Sheriff.
Hombre, sure we need your kind around here. Anyway, give Mr. Jenkins your place if he wants it.
Very well, Sheriff.
Hey, Slade! Oh, look at that!
I knew we should have stayed home, Dad. I knew it. All my pretty things are in there. I can't let them burn.
King, come back here.
Hey, somebody stop her.
Madre mia, Cisco, the senorita go in there, she cooks.
Si, yes, sir. Senorita, do not go to that house. Yes, senorita.
Let me go. I can't let all my things burn.
Senorita, please.
Let me go, I say. I'm going in and get my things.
Then I will have to carry you away from that fire.
Hey, down, you maverick.
You can cook and struggle all your life, senorita, but you are not going into that house.
Oh,
I'm much obliged to you, stranger. Jane, come over here with me now. You must have been crazy to get into that house. Pancho, let us go to the rear of the line. We may be of some use there.
Yes, he's got some use there.
Hey! Look out! Stand back!
Hey!
He's going to cave in!
There is no use trying to do any more, Pancho. Come, I'm going to talk to the sheriff.
Yes, Cisco, talk to the sheriff.
So you're sheriff?
Yeah? What you want, Cisco?
Have you reason to think someone is setting these fires?
I don't know. I've got no clues, if that's what you mean. Why?
Well, look, over there. Those are shavings. Unless the owner of this house left shavings around like that, there's a good chance someone brought them here to start that fire.
Does look that way, Cisco.
Cisco know what he talk about, Sheriff. Cisco know everything.
Gracias, Pancho, but I do not know everything or even a small part of everything. I have had some experience with pyromaniacs, however.
Yeah, I'll talk to Slade.
Pancho and I will gladly help you run down this pyromaniac if you wish our help.
I don't know. All I know about you, Cisco, is what I heard. And most of that ain't been good.
Pancho think it good when Cisco keep the senorita from going in the house, Sheriff.
Well, I got to admit that, but... Well, I don't know. I'll think it over.
Very well.
Pancho and I will return to our camp now. Tomorrow we will call to see you again, Sheriff.
Hasta la vista. Hasta la vista.
Sheriff, I heard all that. There's the fellow who may be setting all these fires.
Who? Cisco?
Yeah, Cisco. He's a bad hombre, Sheriff. And if I was you, I'd go out to his camp and tell him to pack up and get out of this part of the country.
Oh, I don't know if he's that bad, Mr. Jenkins.
He's bad all the way through. I might put it a little stronger, Sheriff, and say I want him to leave this country. And I got considerable political weight around here, you know.
Yeah. All right, I'll ride out first thing in the morning.
That was a good breakfast, Pancho. Gracias.
Pancho liked to make a good breakfast, Cisco. Pancho liked to eat a good breakfast, too.
There is no doubt but what you did eat a good breakfast, amigo. I do not see how you do it.
Oh, it's easy, Cisco. And Pancho put the food in the mouth and go gulp, gulp, and the food go down.
Yes.
And then Pancho put in more and go gulp, gulp, and then some more and put and gulp and gulp and put and put and gulp.
See, that explains it very well, amigo.
Uh-huh.
But I think we should have saved some of that breakfast, for we have a visitor.
Oh, the sheriff, Cisco.
Yes. Buenos dias, señor sheriff.
Buenos dias, señor sheriff.
Pack up and get, Cisco.
I thought you would say something like that, sheriff. Sit down and let us talk it over.
There's nothing to talk over. You and this partner of yours ain't the kind of people we want around here. Now get out.
Cisco, I'd like to be talked to that way, sheriff.
In this case, I do not mind, for I suspect it is not the sheriff talking, Pancho.
Not the sheriff, Cisco? Pancho see the sheriff talking.
I mean it is someone else talking through him.
Pancho not see nobody else. Ghost, Cisco?
No, not ghost, Pancho. Now, be quiet while the sheriff and I talk.
Yes, yes, not the sheriff.
Am I right about that, sheriff?
Better be.
Well, no. I make my own decision, Cisco.
Can be a ghost.
That is good. But who is the hombre who demanded my place in the bucket line last night?
Well, that's Mr. Jenkins. He's our banker.
Looking back as Pancho and I rode away, I saw him talking with you and pointing after us. This is his idea, is it not, Sheriff? For Pancho and me to leave?
It don't make no difference whose idea it is, Cisco. If you come into Border City again, I'm going to arrest you on suspicion of starting them fires. Just understand that. I mean every word of it, you, Cisco. Get up.
Yeah. Cisco not talk back much to the sheriff, Cisco.
No, I did not. It's very clear to me that the banker Jenkins ordered the sheriff to tell us to leave.
Uh-huh.
Which brings up the question, why does he want us to leave?
Well, he thinks Cisco the pyro, who's he at?
Perhaps. Then again, perhaps not.
Perhaps not.
Pyromaniacs, Pancho, are found among all classes of people.
Is so?
Even among bankers.
Oh.
Pyromaniacs have a habit of coming back to fight the fires they start.
Pancho, I think that makes much sense, Cisco. Start the fire so he can put it out.
They may feel a turn suspicion from them.
Uh-huh.
In any event, that is their habit.
Yeah.
And the Senor Jenkins made a lot of fuss in demanding my place in line so that everyone would know he was there fighting the fire.
Uh-huh.
Come, Pancho, we will ride to Border City.
And the sheriff say no, Cisco.
And I say si. I am very anxious to talk with the senor whose house burned down last night.
Shortly now, Cisco is to find out that he's dealing not only with a pyromaniac, but with a ruthless killer as well. In just a moment, we'll return to our story of the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Fire in the Night. Drawn to Border City by reports of many unexplained fires, Cisco's attention is fixed almost at once on banker Milo Jenkins. However, after a fire which destroyed the home of Slade Cummings and his daughter Jane, Cisco does not go to talk with the banker. Instead, he and Pancho are now riding up to a little shack several hundred yards beyond the remains of the Cummings home.
Now, this is the place where we were directed to, Pancho. Hold up, hold up.
Hold up, hold up.
Oh.
Ah, there's Senorita now, Cisco, in the yard.
Hey, I see her, Pancho. Buenos dias, Senorita.
Buenos dias, Senorita.
Good morning. If you wish to see my father, he's at the banquet. Oh, you're the Cisco kid.
Si, senorita. And this is mi compañero, Pancho.
Glad to know you. I want to thank you, Cisco, for keeping me out of the house. I don't know what possessed me.
Anyone seeing his belongings being burned up like that is likely to do as you did, senorita. Please do not feel embarrassed.
Pancho in the house would catch on fire one time, senorita, and Pancho threw all the dishes out the window, and then Pancho ran out with a sofa pillow.
I know. People do crazy things at such a time. Oh, here comes Dad now.
You say he was at the bank, senorita?
Yes. Mr. Jenkins sent for him the first thing this morning. Your company, Dad. Cisco and Pancho.
Ah, yes. So I see. Good morning.
Well,
wouldn't you all like to go in and sit down? It's just a shack, Cisco. We're living here for the time being.
I think it is very nice.
Let's sit down out here, Clayton.
Si, let us do that, senor.
Si, let us do that, senor.
If you'll excuse me, I'll keep on with my housework.
Surely, senorita.
Surely, senorita.
Well, what can I do for you, Cisco? After you saving Jane last night, I'll do most anything I can.
Think nothing of that, senor. I came here merely to ask you a few questions about these fires that are being set.
It's getting to the point where we've got to do something about them, Cisco. For the past week, there's been a fire every night.
You suspect no one?
Nope. Don't know anyone around here to do such a thing.
Senor Jenkins, the banker, enjoys fighting the fires, does he not?
Yes, he's every one of them. Pitches right in, does all he can to help.
Is he there at the start of the fires?
I don't know about that, Cisco. Come to think of it, I guess he ain't. Shows up later on after most other people got there. Why?
Oh, nothing in particular, senor. Just a thought in passing.
Yeah, Milo's all right that way. In the bank, though, he drives a mighty hard bargain. Well, even now, with my house burned down, he offered me less than half of what the place is worth.
And you accepted his offer?
No, sir. Told me to think it over. Said he'd come around here in a little while to see if I'd change my mind. Well, by George, there he comes now. See him up the street? He ain't losing any time about getting here.
Pancho, get our horses around and back out of sight.
Gee, Cisco. Pancho almost asleep then. Come, Logo. Come, Diablo. Come with Pancho. Round the back of the house.
Do you mind
come
if Pancho on. And I wait in the house, senor?
No, but...
Do not let Senor Jenkins know we are there. Talk with him out here.
I don't understand, Cisco.
Senor Cummings, this bank of yours will bear watching. I tell you that now very frankly. Pancho.
Gee, Cisco. Pancho, come.
Your father gave us permission to wait in here, senorita.
Of course.
Just until the banker leaves.
Mmm. What Pancho smells, senorita.
Those are donuts, Pancho. I just finished making them before you got here.
Donuts.
Pancho is not polite to look so hungry.
That's all right, Pancho. Come right out in the kitchen and you can have all the donuts you want. Will you have some, Cisco?
Gracias, senorita. Later, perhaps, if I may.
All right. Come on, Pancho.
All the donuts Pancho wants.
Well, Slade, what about it?
I ain't telling, Mamo.
Guy, you're plumb crazy, not you? That property of yours ain't worth anything now.
Well, I'll be the judge of that.
You better sell to me, Slade. I warn you.
You warn me?
That's what I said. You won't get such a good price from anybody else.
Let me ask you something, Milo. How is it right after every one of those fires you show up trying to buy the property?
What are you trying to say?
I'm asking you. It's beginning to look a little strange to me.
Why, you little shrimp, I ain't taking that talk from anybody. Anything like that.
You want to fight over it? Take some on your own side.
I sure will. I'll fix you so you'll want it. Leave town,
as a matter of opinion, my opinion is not the same.
Give
it to him, Cisco. Can't you help it? Can't you too busy with the donuts?
I can get along by myself, amigo. Then let's end this fight right now. There, now pick yourself up on me and get out of here.
You ain't heard the last of this, Cisco.
Fighting, huh? I warned you, Cisco. Now you and that other hombre come with me.
We are leaving town, Sheriff. We are leaving at once.
Diablo!
What do you do then?
Do not fear. We are sick of this town, of the fires and the people and everything else.
But, Cisco, he's going
to... By tonight, we'll be miles away and we will never come back. Up, Diablo, come on.
Pancho, I don't understand this, but... Up, Logan, never come back now. Never come back. Up But Cisco, Pancho don't understand why Cisco's so rude. Cisco not ever rude.
I had to be rude, Pancho. Huh? I had to let that Jenkins hombre think we were really leaving the town.
What for?
because now that he thinks we are gone, he will probably try to set another fire tonight.
Where he set the fire tonight, Cisco?
I do not know for sure, but it would not surprise me if he set fire to the shack in which Senor Cummings and his daughter, the Senorita, are living.
But we break the camp, Cisco.
See, just in case the sheriff or someone else rode out to see if I meant what I said.
Oh, now, Pancho, understand. Cisco wants the Jenkins hombre to set that fire.
I want him to try to set it, Pancho, so that we can catch him in the act. Then all these fires in Border City will be a thing of the past.
Yes, Pancho glad to get back. And Pancho like those donuts.
You should be ashamed of yourself, Pancho. 14 donuts is too many.
And Pancho could eat more, but Pancho would want to make a hog of Pancho, Cisco.
I'm glad you felt that way about it, Migo. But come, it's getting dark. We must ride back to Border City and that pyromaniac. Diablo, pal!
Logo, that pyro hoosiac. Go now, Pancho, go back there, go!
All right, Baldy, it's good and dark now. It's late, too. You got the coal oil?
Why, I got it, boss, yeah.
Well, come on, then.
Most always, you set them later, Nick, boss.
Yeah, most always I do.
And most everybody in town will be in bed asleep.
I'm hoping Slade Cummins and that daughter of his will be asleep, too.
If they are, you're going to set fire to the shack, man?
That's what I'm going to do, Baldy.
But that'll burn him up.
I figure as well.
That's murder.
Shut up. Don't mention that word.
They'll be dead.
That's what I want them to be. Baldy, I'm going to rule this town. Everybody in it and anybody that crosses me from now on dies.
Well, I sure ain't going to cross you, boss.
You better not. Now keep your voice down. Here's the shack. Give me the shavings, Baldy.
Yeah, yeah. Here's the sack, Mallow.
Now the coal oil.
Here it is.
Now I'll light her up and watch her burn.
Hey, Jane, wake up!
Come on, Baldy, they're awake. Last of luck.
Oh, no, you do not over here. Stay right here. Roger, step out that fire.
Roger, stop.
Hey, go. Baldy, jump up. Jump that critter.
All right, Mallow, I'll jump.
Good point, Cisco. In passing, I think that hombre jumped anybody.
You ain't shoving me, Cisco. I'll kill you. You hear me? I'll kill you.
Yeah, I hear you, hombre, but I do not agree with you.
Get your hands up. Hell, we'll blast it with you.
One moment, the sheriff and I will fly.
The more Cisco fight, the faster they go down, no?
Yeah, good thing I'm on watch tonight. Now, Cisco, I got you.
He was setting that fire, Sheriff. Me and Baldy caught him at it.
Why, you lying coyote?
I don't doubt it, Mr. Jenkins. Let me set this lantern down. Hold out your hand, Cisco. I'm putting these cuffs on you.
Hey, what are you doing, Sheriff?
I'm arresting a couple of scoundrels, Slade.
Well, you're arresting the wrong ones. I was sleeping just inside this wall, and I woke up in time to hear Jenkins ask for the coal oil.
You're crazy, Slade. It was Cisco here.
No, it wasn't Cisco. You and Baldy called each other by name.
You sure about that, Slade?
You bet I'm sure.
What you got to say to that, Mr. Jenkins?
I got this to say. I'll kill that Cisco.
I'll not take you.
Cisco make the hombre go to sleep this time.
Yeah, I better take them two in. I never would have believed it. But here's my hand, Cisco, and I hope you and Pancho stay right here in town for good.
Well, how do things look to you in the light of day, Senorita?
Oh, very much better, Cisco. I really was frightened last night.
Oh, you had reason to be frightened. From now on, you will have no cause for worry.
Oh, you're wonderful.
Oh, gracias, Senorita, but I am far from wonderful.
If I want to think so, I will. You can't stop me.
I'm not going to try to stop you. Pancho and I merely rode this way to say adios.
I know I can't persuade you to stay here in Border City.
No, I'm afraid not, Senorita. There are many other places we must visit. But sometime I hope to see you again.
Well, that may not be for a long time. So, until then...
See? Until then...
If you wish, you may kiss me. Oh, Cisco.
Oh, Senorita.
Cisco! Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Cisco, see that conejo over there? That jackrabbit?
Si, I see the jackrabbit, Pancho.
That rabbit make Pancho think of a dog Pancho once had.
The rabbit makes you think of a dog you once had?
Si.
Well, why is that, amigo?
Pancho's Uncle Jose once gave Pancho a dog to chase the rabbit.
Oh, a hunting dog, Pancho?
Si. And Pancho think he a hunting dog, but Pancho find out he a racing dog.
A racing dog, si. How did you find that out, Pancho?
And Pancho put the dog on the trail of the rabbit.
Si.
And the dog goes sniff, sniff. And then run like anything after the rabbit.
On the trail of the rabbit, you mean?
No, Pancho not mean on the trail of the rabbit, Cisco.
Well then, what do you mean, amigo?
Pancho mean the last time he see the dog and the dog was three jumps ahead of the rabbit.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. To listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Okay, welcome back. So I was going to get into Foley artists and how they do the sound effects. And actually, I'm going to hold off till next week. I want to get a little bit more information together. I was looking. There's so much information out there on how they do it. Needless to say, there's a lot of stuff. So I need to actually put all that together and make it for one of the little longer shows or something like that. So let's just go ahead and wrap this up. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Tomorrow's going to be an episode of Challenge of the Yukon. Until then, have a great day, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.